After stagnant stock prices and rounds of layoffs, it might be an overstatement to say Microsoft finally does good. But for now, Microsoft seems to be doing better, at least in the eyes of Wall Street. Todd Bishop is the co-founder of GeekWire, an online news site covering tech here in Seattle, and he's here to update us on the latest tech news, including Microsoft. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Jeannie.
So how is Microsoft doing better?
Well, Microsoft overall has seen its market cap rise to the point where it's now the world's second most valuable company, ahead of ExxonMobil and right behind Apple, or at least behind Apple. And the Microsoft, essentially under the new CEO, Satya Nadella, has opened itself up and been willing to do things that the previous CEO, Steve Ballmer, just was not willing to do. And namely, they are not insisting that Windows is the center of the universe anymore. So one of the big things they did just recently was they made Office free on the iPad, which was something that for many years they resisted doing.
So one of the things that you just said is that Microsoft is behind Apple in terms of value.
Right.
But it kind of seems like Microsoft has been behind Apple for years. So do these new developments mean that Microsoft is kind of catching up?
In some ways, although Microsoft really is playing a different game than Apple in many ways, what they're doing right now is focusing primarily on cloud computing. And so another change that they made recently, and this will be something that the software developers out there will really appreciate, but others might kind of scratch their heads over, but trust me, it's a big deal. They open sourced .NET, which are the technologies that software developers use to make software. And in doing that, Microsoft is making a bet that it's not going to make money as much on that technology, but it's going to get people using Azure, its cloud technology. And so that is something where it's very different from Apple. Apple is making money on its hardware, on the iPads, on the iPhones. Microsoft is doing a little bit of, you know, martial arts here and saying, hey, we're going to focus on the areas where we have the most strength and really use that strength to our best advantage.
Okay, so Todd, you're kind of our bridge guy. I mean, if I'm not a software developer, as you said, I may not understand why it's significant that .NET is now open sourced. But of all of these things that you just talked about, what do you think is the most significant advance Microsoft has made?
The most significant advance in terms of technology?
Yeah, what do you think?
These are all business changes is the issue. And really, that is the huge question going forward. Can Microsoft, in addition to adjusting the economics of its business, actually come up with world-changing innovations? I'm wearing the Microsoft Band wearable device as we speak, and let me tell you, this is not it. So Microsoft still needs to come up with something that shocks people. You know, Tim Cook of Apple likes to say that they like to come up with products that people didn't know they needed, but once they have them, they can't understand how they ever lived without them. Microsoft is not yet doing that. And that is really the kind of thing that would solidify its place long term.
I'm talking with Todd Bishop. He's the co-founder of GeekWire, a Seattle-based tech news site. And earlier today, you reported that the local biotech company Juno Therapeutics is filing an initial public offering. So that may not be very exciting. But you also call this company a standout in Seattle's biotech industry. How come?
Well, they are taking with technology from the Fred Hutch and Seattle Children's. They are essentially taking the people's immunization, or I should say the immune system. They are taking the blood out and the T cells, and they are reprogramming them in such a way that they fight cancer. So essentially, it's taking the stuff that is going to fight the common cold in your blood, doing genetic engineering on it, putting it back into the cancer patient, and essentially avoiding things like radiation and chemotherapy. It has huge implications if it actually goes through the whole approval process.
Okay, well, so first of all, that's amazing. Yeah. But what's the connection between filing an initial public offering and being able to actually make this therapy accessible and available?
So one of the things that this company, Juno Therapeutics, is going to need to do is actually go through all of these clinical trials. They are looking at approval potentially initially in the U.S. in 2017. So that's a long way between 2014 and 2017. And they have to fund all of that research, all of those studies, and everything else that goes along with running a company in the meantime. And so the initial public offering, in part, would provide some of the funds for doing that.
And even before they decided to file an initial public offering, Juno Therapeutics had backing from all kinds of players in the Seattle area. So who's got money to make here?
Well, a number of people, including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, which sort of brings it all home. He's one of the investors in the company. So it is really a dynamic and diverse group of investors in this company.
Todd, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, Jeannie.
Todd Bishop reports for and is the co-founder of GeekWire, which is a local tech news site. He joins us regularly to talk about the latest tech news from the Puget Sound region. This is The Record from KUOW.